In our continuation of the 11th parak of the Masechta, so we are discussing a lot regarding Reishis Hagez. I mean, that's what the entire parak is about, and specifically about Shutfus, what happens if you have a partnership. Two Jews are partners over an animal, so is there a Chiyuv of Reishis Hagez? So hopefully, after a lot of Gemara and a lot of real estate dedicated to this topic, so hopefully you can answer the question succinctly. Is there a Chiyuv of Reishis Hagez if you have a partnership? Now, that when we talk about partnerships, so we could talk about partnerships in one of two ways. We could either talk about a partnership between a Jew and a non-Jew, or we could be talking about a partnership between a Jew and a Jew. Let's right now keep all of our comments limited to right now to a partnership between a Jew and a Jew. So Shutfus Yisrael, if I have partnerships between Jew and Jew, is there a chiyuv of Reishis Hagez? The correct answer is, it's machlokas. That's the correct answer. So this is based on the Gemara in Chulin Kuf Lamed Hei, the Gemara as you've seen already. The Gemara says, Behema Shutfim Chai Reishis Hagez, Rabbi Lai Poter. So the Brisa is really succinct, and the Brisa brings down the Machlokas HaTanayim. So according to the Chachamim, if you have an animal or animals, I should say rather, because of course we know that the mitzvah of Reishis Hagez is only when you have multiple animals. Machlokas, exactly how many do you need? Your options are either going to be 2, 4, or 5. The Shitas of Beis Shammai, Rav Yossi, and Beis Hillel. We just went over that the Rambam passes like Beis Hillel of our Mishnah, 5. So you need 5 animals in order to have the chiyuv of Reishis Hagez. So let's say now you have a shutfus, you have a partnership over these animals, over these 5 animals. So is there going to be a chiyuv of the mitzvah of Reishis Hagez? So machlokes ha-tanayim, the Tanakama of the Brisa says you're chayuv. Rabbi Lai says you're pater. Okay, so it's a machlokes. What's the machlokes based on? So now I cannot just simply recap the next blot of Gemara in the short amount of time that we have together. But you've gone through the Gemaras already, you know that it is a lengthy discussion in the Gemara what exactly these shitas are going to be based on. So it could be based on how to darshan the psukim, and it gets really involved in terms of what these shitas are based on. But right now, so it's just to distill it down to its simplicity, it's a machlokas ha-tanayim whether or not you're going to be chayv or you're going to be pater. Good. Let's learn a Rambam together. Let's learn a halach and the Rambam. The Rambam in Hilchos Bikurim, Perek Yud, where he discusses all the halachas of Reishis Hagez. So he brings down the following in Halach Yudal that I'm reading inside. I gave out Mar Mekamos. It's the first Mar Mekam. Hashut from Chayav and Reishis Hagez. The Rambam says that when you have partners, they're Chayav and Reishis Hagez. Good. If I would have stopped right there at that point in time, so you'd say, good. So what's the Rambam doing? The Rambam is fasting like the Chachamim, which makes sense. Meaning you have a Machlokes HaTanayim, the Shita of the Chachamim versus the Shita of Rabbi Lai. Rabbi Lai is the Shita of Yachid. So Yachid V'Rabim, Halach K'Rabim. That's what I would have said. But the Rambam doesn't stop over there. The Rambam continues. And the Rambam says, "Vehu shiyia bechelik kol echad mehem kishir." But it must mean that in this partnership that you have, everyone has the shear of the number of sheep necessary in order to generate a chiyuv of Reishis Hagez. Which means that if, let's say, there are 2 partners, so how many sheep are necessary? 10. 10 sheep would be necessary. Ava chamish son bovad shal shnei shutfim peturim. But the Rambam then goes on to say, but if, let's say, I have a partnership, and the partnership is the 2 Jews who are in partnership owning 5 sheep, so the Rambam says, under those circumstances, you're going to be putter. So now, let's think about this outside. The Rambam is now siding with the Chachamim, or is the Rambam siding with Rabbi Lai? So for just a couple of minutes, let's talk it outside first, and then I'll show you Makaris on this topic. Okay, so, all in favor of the Rambam signing like the Chachamim. You have if you want to make a case, if you'd like to make an argument that he's signing with the Chachamim. All those in favor saying that the Rambam is going like Rabbi Elai. Perfect. Mass confusion. That's what I like to see. Okay, no one wants to take a dip to put their toe in this water, huh? Okay. The notes that came on the Rambam are very definitive. So we'll start with the Radvaz. The Radvaz writes on this Rambam, Meshutfim Chayim Bereshit Hagez, Tanya, Behemes Meshutfim Chayim Bereshit Hagez, Rabbi Lai Poter, Upasa Ketana Kama. Va'af Agav Dechziv Soncha. Now it's true that we do have a drasha and we are being Memayit Olamut, Shutfus Sakum. Yeah. The drasha, as we learned in the Gemara, that's to exclude where the partnership is made up of Jew and non-Jew. So there we have a p'tur. Okay. And so the Radvaz over here, without flinching, without shrugging his shoulders, the Radvaz says that the Rambam is going like the Chachamim, which is mistaber to a degree, meaning that the Rambam says that if you have animals owned by Shutfas, you're chayiv, and Reishis Hagez, that's the sheet of the Chachamim. The Gra also feels this way. This halacha of the Rambam is recorded in Shulchan Aruch, verbatim, Hashutfim chayavim v'ushia b'chel kol echa v'chad kishir. Now it's verbatim because, of course, the Shulchan Aruch is—he gets it from the Rambam, and the Gra also succinctly, kedarko, hashutfim karabanan. So in other words, the Gaon says also this is going like the sheet of the Chachamim. Okay. So the Radvaz and the Gaon feel that the sheet of the Rambam is following the Chachamim. What is the outstanding problem with this Mahalach? Right, yeah. Well, you do have a shear. In other words, you have... I mean, that part's true, but what is the difficulty in this position that the Rambam's holding like the Chachamim? Yeah. Okay. And so what becomes difficult with this is that if the Rambam is in fact holding like the Chachamim, so then really what you would require is a totality of five animals, meaning isn't the Chiyuv generated by five animals? When you have five Rechels, when you have five sheep, so there's the Chiyuv of Reishis Hagez. And so what difference does it make whether those five animals are owned by a sole proprietor, that means one person, or if it's owned by a partnership? If in fact the halacha falls like the Chachamim, so then the Chora, you should only need five animals. And why is the Rambam insistent that every one of the partners is going to require a shear of five animals, if in fact Allah chafaz like the Chachamim? It's a good question. It's not mine. I take no credit. So what we're going to be doing over the course of this afternoon now, and the time remaining, is that we're going to see a major machlokas amongst the Achronim on this issue, in terms of whether or not the Rambam is really siding with the Chachamim, as per the Radvaz and the Gaon, or maybe we could take the Rambam in a different direction. And of course, there are two options over here. It's either like the Chachamim or like Rabbi Lai. And so the other way to say is that the Rambam's holding like Rabbi Lai. Okay. So let's start in the correct order historically. We'll start with the Minchas Chinuch. So both of them, Minchas Chinuch and Rav Chaim, are both here on the source sheets. So we're going to be starting with the Minchas Chinuch, and he discusses this very topic. The Minchas Chinuch in Mitzvah, Tuf Kuf Ches. So he writes as follows. Hashutfim chayavim reishis hagez. Good. So first thing he does is he quotes the Rambam. Now the Torah admittedly does not write this halacha down, but the Shulchan Aruch does write this halacha down. Now it is a little bit difficult, notes the Minchas Chinuch, because if all I had was the Gemara, so I would have said that the halacha, the shutfim or chayavim, if I subscribe to the shita of the chachamim, that means that when I have a partnership, if that partnership owns in totality five animals, so then there's a chiyuv of reishis, I guess. V'chein b'chala mavur, sham de shutfim chayavim. And let's move over to another halacha, and that's the halacha of chala. Now, what if I have a partnership over chala? So the partnership over chala is going to have a chiyuv. And as far as the mitzvah of challah is concerned, if I have two people owning dough, so then there's a mitzvah of challah. There's a chiyuv of challah. Now, it's true by challah that if the partnership is a Jew and a non-Jew, so then there's going to be a patur, unless a man be Yisrael kashir. Now, when it comes to challah, and of a partnership between Jew and non-Jew, so if there's only enough for a shear of one challah, so then enechanami, there's pater. Now, if there's enough dough, so that in the partnership, in the shear is owned by the Jew, so there would be enough dough for a chi of challah for the Jew, so then enechanami, you would be chayav. However, I'm sorry, v'chein paskinim b'shulchan aruch, b'sin shin chavav, v'shin lamed. Okay. So basically, what bothers the Minchas Chinuch is as follows. When we come to the mitzvah of challah, so the Rambam writes very clearly that if I have two Jews owning dough, and even if that dough is only one shear's worth of dough, so nevertheless there's going to be a chiyuv of challah. And so how can it be that by challah, if I have a partnership and each one of them is partners in only one shear of dough, you're going to be chayav? And meanwhile, the Rambam over here, when it comes to the mitzvah of Reishis Hagez, is insistent that you need shear's worth for both partners. Each partner has to have an independent amount and their own separate shear. The Minchas Chinuch says that's difficult. And then he says, and note the Kesef Mishnah tries to give a svara behind the Rambam, but the Kesef Mishnah himself is a little bit unclear exactly where the Rambam gets this from. Vigam, going now to the top of the next column, Vigam lama sasam Rambam v'lo kasef deshut v'sakam pata b'chol inyan d'le rabbanim avur sham deshut v'sisrael chay v'tzon chalamai deshut v'sakam im kein laha Rambam deshut v'sisrael eino chay v'ela im kein kol echad yesh lo kishir im kein b'shut v'sakam apichay agav na pater. So, and furthermore, if we're holding like the Chachamim, what does that mean? That means that the Chachamim hold that a shutfus between Jew and Jew is chayev. What does it mean when there's a shutfus between Jew and non-Jew? According to the Chachamim, you're going to be pater, because the Chachamim have a mir for Jew and non-Jew. So, v'lama lo hivi haramim, the shutfus akam pater b'chol inyan. V'din d'yesh chilek ben shutf yisrael l'akam, evi b'kama makamos. So, why do the Rambam leave out, if the Rambam is in fact following like the Chachamim, and the Chachamim hold that a shutfus between Jew and Jew is chayav, that also means that a shutfus between Jew and non-Jew is going to be pater. And why wouldn't the Rambam include that if, in fact, he's going like the Chachamim? So, the Minchas Chinuch is really troubled by the simple fact that if, in fact, we're holding like the Chachamim, then there should be only a need for 5 rechelos in total, not like 10, what the Rambam says. So, therefore, the Minchas Chinuch takes us down a different path, which is Venira de Harambam posik Rabbi Lai. So I think it's right, the Minchas Chinuch, that the Rambam does not pass like the Chachamim, but rather passes like Rabbi Lai. Now this requires thought. Now Rabbi Lai says that when you have shutfus, so what is the din regarding the mitzvah of Reishis Hagez, the chiyuv of Reishis Hagez? So Rabbi Lai says you're pater. So if Rabbi Lai says you're pater, how can the Rambam write that you would be chayev? So the Minchas Chinuch goes on to explain. So first the Minchas Chinuch is bothered by a simple question, which is, how can the Rambam side with Rabbi Lai over that of the Chachamim? In other words, we'll go back to the original point of Rabbi Lai's Ashitas Yachid. And how can we side with Rabbi Lai? But the Minchas Chinuch says, I'm not bothered by that, because did you see how much real estate the Gemara occupied in terms of discussing the Shita of Rabbi Lai? And furthermore, right, Shaklina Vitarina and Aliba de Rabbi Lai, the Gemara spent a lot of time discussing the Shita of Rabbi Lai, Kimavur Bishas, and Amar Rava Mo de Rabbi Lai, and Rava launches into a long discussion of here's where Rabbi Lai would be Moda. And again, you've seen the Gemaras, you know how much time the Gemara is occupied with the Shita of Rabbi Lai. Hilchasa Kavase, the Afishut Fisishal Pater. And so therefore the halacha falls like Rabbi Lai, according to the Rambam, as explained by the Minchas Chinuch, that when you have Shutfus, so you're going to be Pater. The Ein Chiluk Ben Shutfus Yisrael Shutfus Akam. And now you remember the sugya where the simple pashas of Rabbi Lai is that anytime you have a shutfus, it's going to be pater. And it doesn't matter whether the partnership is between Jew and Jew. It doesn't matter whether the partnership is between Jew and non-Jew. According to Rabbi Lai, you're always going to be pater. Al karchach pater haramba b'chol inyan b'ein kol chelik v'chelik kishir. Okay. And so therefore, if you only had 5 rechelos amongst partners, so then you'll be pater. Now, here we go to the higher level of thinking. So if that's true, and if the Rambam is passing like Rabbi Lai, so then why in a scenario where you have partnership and each one of them is going to be owning 5 animals in the partnership, meaning you have 2 partners, you have 10 animals in total, 10 sheep in total, so why would the Rambam say you'd be chayev? So the Minchas Chinuch goes on to explain. Ach b'yesh kishir l'chol echad matzino gabi chala after shutfus akam poter mikomakom im yesh li yisrael kishir chayev v'lo migra ha-shutfus hachanami. So the Minchas Chinuch makes the following suggestion. Even though Rabbi Lai says that shutfus is going to create a patur, but what shutfus is not going to do is it's not going to be any worse than looking at each person individually. Meaning that if I have each one of the shutfim have as their share enough for a chiyuv, so even though there is a partnership, but at the very same time we get to look at each of the partners individually. And if individually, within the shares that they have in this partnership, they have enough for a chiyuv in of themselves, so even Rav Elai would agree that they be chayev in the mitzvah of Reishis Hages. Hachanami, aval be'en l'chol echa ve'echa kishir da'av le'shutfus posek haramam k'rabi Elai, da'afil shutfum Yisrael potter. But if I don't have enough for each partner to have five rechelos, and the only way that we have five rechelos is through the partnership, so then we paskin like Rabbi Elai, and then you're going to be potter. So the Minchas Chinuch is now suggesting to us that according to the Rambam is really following the lead of Rabbi Elai, following the psak of Rabbi Elai, that the truth of the matter is that a partnership really is potter. And as far as the Shita of the Rambam is concerned, that explains why the Rambam is only going to be mechayiv in a situation where you have, for two partners, 10 sheep in total. Because under those circumstances, it's true from the partnership aspect, you're going to be potter. But from the aspect of, if I'm looking at each of the partners individually, since each of the partners individually have enough to constitute a chiyuv, so therefore they're going to be chayiv. V'gabei esro, kaimel ande esro, gashutfim einu yotzei. And now, the Minchas Chinuch says, and I'll tell you what, meaning this is not a shita that's just limited to the mitzvah of Reishis Hages, but it also is true by esrog as well. Now, we know that by esrog, if I own an esrog in partnership, I am not the sole proprietor of the esrog, but I am now in a collective where me and a group of people are buying an esrog together. It's no good. Einu yotzei. Dichsiv lachem, chazin and dafilu shutfus Yisrael, lo mikre lachem. And so what do you see over here? That once we accept the position of Rabbi Elai, anytime the Torah demands ownership, sole proprietary, so that means to say that Rabbi Elai says it doesn't work. It's not going to work. When you see the word soncha, or lecha, or even lachem, so that means that that tips us off to the fact that partnership doesn't work, which explains the halacha of esrog. By esrog, the partnership doesn't work. Ayin besuka daf chav zayin, shekatzu gam kein, hechid dechsiv lecha, vafilo lachem. When the Torah says the word either lecha or lachem, ismatu shutfim. So that means to say that partnership is going to be excluded. Vahainu k'Rabbi Elai. And that is going according to the Shita of Rabbi Elai. So the Minchas Chinuch now posits that the Shita of Rabbi Elai is really an accepted Shita. It's an accepted Shita by Reishis Hages, it's an accepted Shita by Esrog, meaning it is the Shita. And skipping down just a little bit, and akopanim divrei ha-Rambam nechonim, dechazina dehilchasa k'Rabbi Elai. The Rabba bar Rav Huna b'Babasra d'Sover de'inu yotzei b'esrog ha-shutfus. So the Gemara in Baba Basra brings down the opinion of one of the Amoraim that by an esrog shutfus doesn't work. Sover k'Rabbi Elai. Akachach pasuk kan shapir. Din zeh haklal din zeh d'shutfus Yisrael lo mikre lachem. Who plukta ben Rabbi Elai ben Rabbanu va'poskin pasuk gabi esrog d'lo mikre lachem k'Rabbi Elai. So basically, the Minchas Chinuch now is constructing an argument that in Shas, whenever there is a requirement of lachem, so even though it's a machlok between Rabbi Elai and the Chachamim, so the Amoraim have adopted the position of Rabbi Elai, the Rambam adopted the position of Rabbi Elai, and any time the Torah has a requirement of lecha, lachem, tzoncha, so that means that the Torah is makbid, that it has to be yours and you have to be the sole proprietor. What the Rambam is being mechadish to us, according to Minchas Chinuch, and it's a tremendous chiddush, that even though a partnership does not work, but if each partner has enough for his own share, so the partnership will not diminish each partner's share that they have in the partnership. That means to say that if each partner has a share chiyuv, so then we can look at it from the perspective of each partner individually. But lu yitzu, if the partnership only has enough for one share, so then we have a patur of shutfus. Adkan divrei Minchas Chinuch. That is the argument that the Minchas Chinuch presents, and obviously the Minchas Chinuch is going against the Radvaz, is going against the Gra, meaning he suggests that the Rambam is holding like Rabbi Elai. Okay. And now we'll go to the other side. So Rav Chaim discusses this very topic in his classic work, and he will argue the other direction. He's going to argue that the Rambam is really holding like the Chachamim. And let's see the Rav Chaim inside. Let's read the Rav Chaim inside.
Hashufim chayim bereishis ages v'hu shiyeh b'chela kol echa meyem kishir av al-chamishon b'vash al-shnei shufim p'tur mad kalashona v'hu misugi d'chulin d'tanya sham b'hem ha-shufim chayim bereishis ages v'rabi lai poter u'pasa k'chachamim v'cheinu lehejah b'radvaz u'bibir hagra. Okay, so far he basically just chazers what we all know. Machlokis in the Gemara between Rabbi Lai and the Chachamim whether Shutfus is a Petur or a Chiyuv. Chachamim say that you are Chai. Rabbi Lai says you're Pater. The Rambam passes like the Chachamim. So says the Radvaz, so says the Gon. Achein ayin ben Minchas Chinuch she'ochiach the Rambam posik Rabbi Lai. And Rav Chaim now quotes the Minchas Chinuch that we went through together. And the Minchas Chinuch argues that really the Rambam passes like Rabbi Lai. Mehad the pasuk Rambam perik vav me'ochus bikurim sham le'inin chala di'isas ha'shutfim chayev is bechala. Af im ein bechela kol echad meim kishir. When it comes to chala, this is what bothered the Minchas Chinuch. When it comes to chala, if I have partners who are owning chala, and even though the amount of dough is only one shear's worth of dough, the Rambam says that by chala you're going to be chayev. V'rak b'shutfus nachri hu debina she bechel kol echad ve'echad kishir. If I have the partnership of Jew and non-Jew by chala, so the only time the Jew is going to be chayev is when there's enough of a shear within that of the Jew. The shares of the Jew, the kasha, the ma'ishlam bereishis ages the beinan dafka sheyeh bechel kol echav mehem kashir. And how is that any different than reishis ages? Where in by reishis ages, the Rambam writes very clearly that even if it's a Jew-Jew partnership, I need two shears worth. So basically, he's reviewing for us the Minchas Chinuch kasha. By chala, the partnership is going to be chayv even when there's one shears worth. By reishis ages, the partnership is only going to be chayv when there are two shears worth. Why should that be? I say two shear, by the way, assuming that the partnership is made up of two people. And Be'etzem, just going over, he's going over the Minchas Chinuch's answer. Ah, so it must be that the Rambam's passing like Rabbi Eli, that really Shutfus is going to be Pater. So then why should Chala be any different? Meaning, if we're passing like Rabbi Eli, so why by Chala do we say that even one shear's worth is going to be chayev? But that, the Rav Chaim says, in defense of the Minchas Chinuch, is based on our Gemara. Our Gemara notes that even though Rav Eli says that a shutfus is going to be pater, but there are times in halacha where Rav Eli is going to be moda. One of them is chala. V'alkein pasuk dechayev, gam imein chel bechel kol echa meim kashir ad kan dvarav. Good. So this is now Rav Chaim going over the Minchas Chinuch that we went through together. Wonderful. Okay, so now, what comes out is as follows. If I'm going to operate with the yesod of the Minchas Chinuch, so that means that anytime I'm of a partnership, but there's enough in the object where there's enough of a shear for both partners, if there are two partners and I have two shearim, so that means that the Minchas Chinuch would conclude that even though we pass on like Rabbi Eli, there would still be a chiyuv. And here Rav Chaim drops a very, very strong question. Vizet Sarachian. Dahare mavor bechulin sham de Rabbi Eli v'rabbanan pligi gam b'truma. Now, as we know, Rabbi Eli and the Chachamim are not only arguing about Reishis Hages, but they're also arguing about Truma as well. Now, by Truma, is there a shear of how much there is in order to be mafresh Truma? And the answer is going to be no. So by definition, when you have a partnership over Truma, that's ki'ilu, you have 10 sheep for two partners. Now, if that's true, what should Rabbi Eli say regarding partnership over Truma? Rabbi Eli should say that you're chayev. But meanwhile, we know the Gemara. The Gemara tells us that according to Rabbi Eli, you're going to be pater. If I'm going with the yesod of the Minchas Chinuch, you should be chayev, the partner should be chayev by truma. But it's not true. Uve truma havada dies bechela kol echa mehem kishir. By truma, we can easily say that the partners each have their shear. De betruma haleka shir a klal. There's no shear, there's no minimum shear of how much grain should you have in order for there to be a chayev of truma samaisos. De chom mixas bifne atma chayev betruma. Elavadai, the hach din the deshutfim peturim le Rabbi Eli who bein b'yesh bechel kol echad kishir u bein b'ein bechel kol echad b'shir. So Rav Chaim says, so with the Minchas Chinuch's kavod in his place, I really beg to differ. When we say that shutfus creates the petur, it doesn't matter how much there is.
whether there is only one shear's worth of item, or even if there is enough shear for every one of the partners. If it's a partnership, you have a patur. Why? It's very simple. Because partnership is a patur. Rav Chaim, the way he says it, Umishem Deshutfas have a davar hapoter. Because once it's no longer a sole proprietor, once it's no longer one owner, and once you have a partnership over an item, and I hold that Shutfas is a patur, that's it, it's a patur. A very lumdish way to look at the patur of Shutfus. In other words, Shutfus is a patur. And so it doesn't matter how much you have. Good. The obvious issue now that needs resolution. Once we're going to go with this yisod, that Rabbi Lai has a patur of Shutfus. So that means to say now that if once there's a patur, so the Rambam can't possibly be paskin like Rabbi Lai. Because once you have a partnership, so you're always going to be potter, regardless of how much you have. Even if I have enough of a shear for everybody, for every one of the partners, there's still going to be a patur. So we are forced to say now that the Rambam is paskin like the Chachamim, and not like Rabbi Lai, like the Radvaz, like the Gaon. Now, if that's true, so what's left on the table to explain? So what's left to explain is the following. So we're no longer assuming the Rambam's going like Rabbi Lai. We're now assuming that the Rambam's going like the Chachamim. So we're going back now to our original question. If that's true, and if we're passing like the Chachamim, so why by Reishis Hagez is the Rambam insistent that every partner needs a shear? Why isn't it the case that if I have a partnership over five rechelos, so then there should be a chiv of reishis hagez? And in fact, again, just to reiterate the minchas chinos kasha, by chala we say that. By chala, the Rambam writes very clearly that that even if I have just one shear's worth of dough, I'm still going to be chayv in the mitzvah of chala. So why by chala is the Rambam very happy saying that we're going to pass on like the Chachamim, and that a Shutfus is not a Patur, and I only need one shear's worth, but meanwhile, by Reishis Hagez, I need each one of the partners to have five Rechelos. So Rav Chaim explains, V'had mechalek haRambam, mein chal l'Reishis Hagez, d'bechalam etzarif al-shneim l'shiur, b'Reishis Hagez b'inan davke she'e b'chelek, kol echad k'shiur, nira d'haynu mishum, d'chaluk ha'chalam Reishis Hagez. So now he speaks to the fundamental difference between the mitzvah of chala and the mitzvah of Reishis Hagez. The bechal ikar chiyuv of shira have a rak al gufa chefsa shel ha'isa. As far as chal is concerned, what's generating the chiyuv is the dough. The chol de havi isa shi kashir nitbelas mitzchayev as bechala. And why is the dough generating the chiyuv? Because remember, chala, like truma, is tevel. When we're taking off chala from the dough, what we're really doing is we're being mesakein the dough with the hafrashas chala. V'akem, it's tarfe lezeh, gam mishnei balam yichadim. And that's why even if I have two partners, and even if the two partners are partners over one shear worth of dough, but that dough is what's generating the chiyuv. And there's no patur of shutfas. So therefore, there's a mitzvah of chala. But Rav Chaim says, but that's not true by Reishis Hagez. Now by Reishis Hagez, is there a din tevel? And the answer, of course, is no. There is no din of tevel. The Gemara said it beferish. By Reishis Hagez, you don't have to separate the wool for the Kohen in order to be misaking the other wool. And we already spoke about earlier this week whether there's a Chiyuv HaFrasha, there's no Chiyuv HaFrasha, is there a Din HaFrasha, there's no Din HaFrasha, but we could say this clearly and unequivocally, there's no Din Tevel as it relates to Reishis Hagez. So Hadu Dina De'en Kan Chiyuv HaKlal Al Guf HaChefsa Shal Agizos. What's generating the Chiyuv by Reishis Hagez? Barak al habalim hu dechal chiyuva. What's generating the chiyuv is the fact that I have five sheep. V'chein tzir shiru dechamish etzon gam kein lo have bechefse shal agizos. Uke dechazin and degam begazos hashniel acher mechir as gizos avishona. Gam kein pasak arambam. Sham dechai bereshes ages.
And don't tell me that it's the five sheep that's generating the chiyuv, because that's also not true. The Rav Chaim says, I'll illustrate how I know this is not so. Let's say, the Rambam brings this down as a halacha. Let's say I shear my first sheep. And then, before I get to sheep 2 through 5, I sell the first sheep. Not only do I sell the first sheep, I even sell the first giza. But in other words, but I shear the first sheep. But I no longer have the giza of that first sheep. And then I shear the second, the third, the fourth, the fifth. The Rambam says, you're chayev. But by the time you sheared all five, you don't even have the giza of the first one. It doesn't matter. You sheared all five. You don't even have the giza of five tzon. Kevin demachar achas kon gizas chaverta. And yet the chiyuv generates. Meaning what's generating the chiyuv when it comes to the mitzvah of reishis hagez is the owner. The fact that he sheared five sheep. The begizas chamesh tzon mischayv reishis hagez. Ve'al kein mitzarfei gam b'zeachar zeh. And so now Rav Chaim explains that when it comes to a partnership, so there's no patur, a partnership is chayav and reishis hagez, but at the same time, however, I need each partner to be able to say that he sheared five animals, because the chiyuv of what generates the chiyuv of reishis hagez is the fact that I am shearing five animals. So that's why the Rambam writes that for Reishis Hagez, you need enough of a shear for each one of the partners. Because what's generating the chiyuv is not the chefza, but rather the gavra. I can't help your chiyuv. Because in order for the chiyuv to be generated, I have to shear five animals, you have to shear five animals. Okay, let's quickly recount. So over here, the question of the day is, the Rambam says that when I have a partnership, so there's going to be a chiyuv, but the Rambam also adds, but there must be a shear for each of the partners. If there are two partners, there has to be 10 sheep. Three partners, 15 sheep. And so the question on the table is, which side is the Rambam going like? Like Rabbi Lai, who says that Shutfus is Pater, or like the Chachamim, that Shutfus is going to be Chayev. So there are basically two Mahachim to go down. One, the Minchas Chinuch. Minchas Chinuch says that fundamentally the Rambam is passing like Rabbi Lai, and that really the Shutfus is a Pater. All right, so that explains beautifully a couple of things. It explains why it is that that by the mitzvah of challah, which we know Rabbi Lai says is an exception to the rule, so there you're going to be chayav. But over here, so the reason why that's the reason why the Rambam is insistent that I need each of the partners to have five sheep. If it's a partnership, why doesn't that create a patur? So the Minchas Chinuch explains, because on one hand a shutfus is a patur, but on the other hand I look at each partner separately, and if each partner separately has a shear, so then the establishment of the partnership is not taking away from each person's shares that he has in the partnership. Good. And he also explains that every time that you have the word lecha, lechem, a chiyuv in the Torah, that it has to be yours, so it has to be fully yours and you can't have a partnership. That explains how it is that by esrog, the esrog of shutfus is no good, because that's also passing like Rabbi Lai. So really, by the way, it's a really powerful minchas chinuch in the fact that he looks at Shas as generally speaking favoring the sheet of Rabbi Lai over that of the Chachamim. And then on the other side of that you have Rav Chaim, and Rav Chaim says no, the Rambam's passing like the Chachamim, that a shutfus is going, that according to Rabbi Lai, shutfus is a poter, and one shutfus is a poter, shutfus is always going to be a poter. It doesn't matter how much you have in the shutfus if there's a partnership and it's not a sole proprietor, so it's going to be poter, period. And the only thing to take into consideration then is that that's true. So then why does the Rambam require that you have five sheep for every one of the partners? So for that he explains in terms of the distinction of what generates the chiyuv. By challah, what's generating the chiyuv is the dough. Therefore, I only need one shear's worth for all the partners. But by reishis hagez, what's generating the chiyuv is the person. And since the person is generating the chiyuv, so therefore you need each one of them to have five sheep in the partnership, because it's what the person is doing i.e. shearing five sheep, which is generating the chiyuv.